Thank you, Mr. President. I would first of all like to congratulate you on the assumption of the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament and wish you all the success in your endeavors. It is an honor for me to address the Conference on Disarmament. This conference has, during its tenure, produced important multilateral treaties. These treaties continue to guide the global community through the uncharted waters of the post-Cold War geopolitical environment. Mr. President, arms control, disarmament, and non-proliferation are key components of strategic stability of our rules-based international system. Greece is committed, firstly, to a treaty-based, legally binding, viable and functional arms control edifice, cooperative in nature and consistent with the principles of international law. Secondly, in a position to provide security assurances to all states, parties, and address asymmetries and imbalances. To this end, verifiable transparency of modern military capabilities, taking into account both quantitative and qualitative aspects of military developments, will bolster security and stability. The Conference on Disarmament has produced, in the past, tangible results in formulating mutually reinforcing agreements. Therefore, it is high time that deliberations in the Conference on Disarmament commence again in the form of an honest, pragmatic, and inclusive dialogue. The aim will be to address traditional and new challenges such as space and cybersecurity. We have to take into consideration, firstly, the impact of emerging technologies in weapon system capabilities. Secondly, the ethical, legal, and political challenges they constitute. Therefore, I would like to note the importance of maintaining human control over the use of force, since accountability cannot be attributed to machines. Mr. President, today more than ever, the preservation and universalization of the Non-Proliferation Treaty and the three pillars of this treaty are at the core of the global non-proliferation and disarmament architecture. At the 10th review conference, scheduled to take place later this year, the center of our deliberations must be in the triptych of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. It is only through this balanced and holistic approach that we will gain momentum. This will guide us towards our common objective of achieving a world without nuclear weapons. Mr. President, in today's increasingly turbulent world, we stress two issues: the need to renew multilateral efforts and the need to revitalize multilateral negotiating bodies, in particular, the Conference on Disarmament. The Conference on Disarmament must once again stand up to its obligations to the international community. Since there are no quick fixes, we remain steadfast in the following belief. The way forward towards complete and verifiable nuclear disarmament is through a step-by-step approach. An appropriate first step would be for a fissile material cut-off treaty, while the universalization of the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty would contribute to international peace and security. Greece calls upon all states that have not yet done so to become parties to the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty. The complementary role of the Fissile Material Cut-off Treaty and the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty can only add impetus to the Non-Proliferation Treaty. At the same time, they bolster the double helix of disarmament and non-proliferation. Mr. President, Greece is the longest standing observer that has formally expressed its interest to join the Conference on Disarmament. Thus, allow me now to turn to an issue which has great importance for us. I'm referring to the question of enlargement. This is foreseen in Rule 2 of the Conference on Disarmament Rules of Procedure. According to this rule, the membership of the conference will be reviewed at regular intervals. From a national perspective, given our contribution to the establishment and preservation of peace and our constructive engagement in all disarmament fora, we see no legitimate reason or moral justification to prolong this limbo. Today, global challenges require collective solutions through global partnerships. Therefore, it is an anachronism that the only negotiating disarmament forum does not evolve accordingly to meet the demands of the post-Cold War international system. In the same spirit, it is equally outdated to hold enlargement hostage to bilateral issues. These have absolutely no relevance to the subject matter of the Conference on Disarmament. In conclusion, Mr. President, the world is facing multiple challenges today in the field of global security. We are therefore of the firm opinion that the Conference on Disarmament cannot afford to remain in an indefinite negotiating deadlock. This conference should finally begin substantive work through the adoption of a program of work. If this is not possible, the Conference on Disarmament should restart the deliberations. The format of subsidiary bodies should aim at building convergence on all agenda issues. Greece stands ready as a responsible member of the international community to contribute its share commensurate with its responsibilities to bringing the deadlock in the Conference on Disarmament to an end. Thank you.